Welcome, scholars, to August 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because a couple of years ago, I was in Paris, France. I saw somebody walking around with a Captain America t-shirt. Granted, Chris Evans is a great Captain America. And yes, the Avengers rule the box office when it comes to superheroes. But it's not like I'm over here in California seeing somebody sporting a France de la Capitaine t-shirt. Let alone a Captain Great Britain, or a Captain Italy for that matter. So that's one of the many reasons why I do this show. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in lovely San Diego, California, America's finest city. If you're looking to move to the area, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So give her a call, 619-507-4906. Let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's program. The 19th Amendment is adopted.
The Navy heads to Antarctica in Operation High Jump.
The first baseball game is broadcasted on TV, and a happy anniversary to Henry Hill and Kate Friedman. All right, so now let's do this!
1946, Navy heads to Antarctica in Operation High Jump. There's not much of an exciting story here, and I'm not going to sensationalize it by adding space aliens to the story. The mission was simple. Explore Antarctica for the purposes of setting up bases and developing technology for working operations on ice. That's it. No Illuminati, no cabal, no deep state, and no fake news, unless you're reading it on bibliotecapleiades.net. If you want to read about how what Americans found in Antarctica being a prequel to the Roswell incident later in the summer of 47, or if you want to read how the Red Skull and the space planetary aliens landed on Earth to help Germany during World War II, I'm not even asking for proof or evidence, just details. And you still won't find that on the bibliotecapleiades.net website. But they do have a story. bibliotecapleiades.net. But honestly, I wouldn't waste my time. I've seen Scooby-Doo cartoons that have a more interesting plot twist than that.
1920. The 19th Amendment is adopted. This gave women the right to vote, finally. Since the 1830s, the women's suffrage movement was gaining momentum, but it was a long, hard struggle and went through abolitionist and temperance movements that were intertwined with the effort to abolish slavery. In July 1848, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott organized 200 women in Seneca Falls, New York, to chat about women's rights to education and employment opportunities. They declared, "It is the duty of the women of this country to secure to themselves their sacred right to the elective franchise." Women's suffrage movements had been going on for decades, with organizations, marches, silent vigils, civil disobedience, picketing, parading, protesting, and petitioning. It all fell upon deaf ears, arrests, mockery, and cases of physical abuse. The 15th Amendment, which gave men of color the right to vote, was passed after the Civil War. It did not include women. In fact, the 14th Amendment specifically stated women did not have a right to vote. It would be Stanton and Susan B. Anthony who founded the National Woman Suffrage Association and Lucy Stone who established the American Woman Suffrage Association. These two groups would merge to form the National American Woman Suffrage Association. By 1917, the winds of change began blowing. New York adopted the women's suffrage in 1917, and after dragging his feet, finally President Woodrow Wilson supported an amendment in 1918. By now, women were helping in many areas of the workforce, especially for the war effort during World War I. Momentum continued for women's lib to gain traction in the western parts of the United States, and in January 1918, the women's suffrage amendment passed the House of Representatives, approved by the Senate in June 1919, and on the 26th of August, finally adopted. However, it was somewhat of a shallow victory at first, and women's liberation didn't break a lot of boundaries until the 1950s.
1939, TV station W2XBS in New York broadcast baseball for the first time. It was a doubleheader between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cincy Reds in Ebbets Field. Dodger radio voice Red Barber called the game, which was broadcast from the Empire State Building and could be seen in homes up to 50 miles away. Finally, 1965, happy anniversary, good fellow mobster Henry Hill and Karen Friedman.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program on the comment board. For instance, what's your take on the 19th Amendment? Anything you care to add to that story?
Operation High Jump, a scientific mission, or something else?
So yeah, let me know what you think. And check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do on those. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I wish a happy birthday to Lyndon B. Johnson, plus the Battle of Brooklyn Heights, and Michael Vick pleads not guilty to the Bad News Kennel scandal. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.